Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Tazida sharaf wa tada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab. Rahmatullahi alayhi wa ta'ala li ismi salamat rahu tu salamat rahe. Mein salamat rahu tu salamat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Mein salamat rahu tu salamat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Samne sa khauf e qiyamat rahe. Sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. Samne sa khauf e qiyamat rahe. Sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. Bas tere naam ki dil mein ladzat rahe. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. Bas tere naam ki dil mein ladzat rahe. Mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Mere dil mein tera dard e ulfat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Aashiqon mein mera naam lik jayega. Apne aamal par gar nadamat rahe. Aashiqon mein mera naam lik jayega. Apne aamal par gar nadamat rahe. Teri marzi pe har aarzu ho fida. Aur dil mein bhi iski na hasrat rahe. Teri marzi pe har aarzu ho fida. Aur dil mein bhi iski na hasrat rahe. Mere bas dil mein dard e mohabbat rahe. Mere bas dil mein dard e mohabbat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Mere bas dil mein dard e mohabbat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. Aashiqon mein mera naam lik jayega. Apne aamal par gar nadamat rahe. Main salamat rahu tu salamat rahe. Meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadil ladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. This beautiful bayan, in fact a dua of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ali Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us that how to gain what each and every person desires. And as our Hazrat teaches us, Allah Ta'ala has given us a deen according to our desire. Every person desires I must live in peace and comfort. And that is what Allah Ta'ala wants for us. And Allah Ta'ala says, it is Allah who sends down this peace and comfort. But unfortunately, we are looking for it everywhere else where it doesn't lie. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, and these are the places where we will get this peace and comfort. Because Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ It is Allah Rabbul Izzat that sends down that peace, that comfort, that salamati that a person loves with comfort and ease and don't have worries about what is happening around him. That fi qulubil mu'mineen, in the heart of the true believers, that is the real pious servants of Allah, Allah sends it down into their hearts. You come in this majlis and you come with that intention that I also want a share of that sakina that Allah is sending down, and that is that special connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you will find peace and comfort will come in your heart. And the sign of that, Hazrat explains here, that may salamat rahu tu salamat rahe. And then we'll find, we will be giving du'as to one another. That when a person finds this peace and comfort, like the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, they have found it from the company of their mashayikh. And they make du'a for themselves, and here we learn, don't forget ourselves in du'a first, and then make du'a for everybody else. Don't think that, no, I'm okay. All the time we have to be worried of our own condition. So Hazrat is teaching us here that once you're on this path, on this road of peace and comfort, in other words, peace and comfort does not mean that outward conditions, it might seem you might be sick, some difficulty comes. That is the outward condition. Peace and comfort is the condition of the heart. What is in the heart, you can't explain what the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got. That peace and comfort, as Allah Ta'ala Himself mentions, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُّنْ That not even the next wali of Allah Ta'ala knows what Allah has granted from the coolness of the eyes. In other words, the enjoyment of the closeness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is when a person will be in peace and comfort. When you have peace with Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will give you peace with the whole creation. But when we don't have peace with Allah and we worry what this one will say, what that one will say, then we'll never have peace. So Hazrat says, may I remain with salamati, with peace, with comfort, and you also remain with salamati and peace and comfort. In other words, the whole ummah should get this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains that where you'll get this, meri dunya e ulfat salamat rahe. This you will get from the world of the love of Allah. That is a different world, not this outward, artificial world that we are all engaged in, unfortunately, and all the attractions of this world, there you will never get peace and comfort. And especially this time of the year, Allah save us, that we think we'll go to this resort, that resort, go and do shopping in this mall, there you will never get peace and comfort. So Hazrat says, where it is, by the friends of Allah, and then you realize that this world of the love of Allah is a different world. So Hazrat says that, oh Allah, once you have brought me in this company of my mashayikh, and have I understood that this is the world of the love of Allah, and you have put in my heart, oh Allah, this love of yours, now let that be salamat all the time. Let it not disappear from my heart. And from this also we learn that Hazrat is teaching us that all the time we have to be worried. All the time we have to attend these majalis till our death, till the last moment. And then we can have hope, inshallah, Allah will keep this love of this world of the love of Allah, salamati, and we will see the real result when we leave the world. So Hazrat is saying that, oh Allah, if I want to stay in peace and comfort, then this world of the love of Allah, which is a different world, what do people know about this world? This is like Hazrat has explained so beautifully. A person who doesn't know how a mango even looks, what is going to know about the taste of that mango? And he can't deny that mango is delicious and enjoyable. So people like myself, we don't know the taste of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We can't deny it in the least. But, and we don't know, and that is the greatest enjoyment. The creator of all enjoyment. What can be said with the connection with Allah? And that is why Allah says, that's a different world of the love of Allah. So Allah, please keep it all the time intact. Let it not, that there not be any slight deficiency come in that. And how will that be intact all the time? Hazrat is teaching us here that all the time now a person has got this worry. Samne aisa khauf-e-qiyamat rahe.
sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. How will that world of the love of Allah of yours stay intact, that now you have the real worry and concern of the day of Qiyamah? That such fear in the sense that Allah must not be disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. Today we are all worried of our profiles, etc. The real profile is going to come out on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَهُسْتِلَ مَا فِي السُّدُورِ. You don't know when you're taken out from the cupboard, all your big profile on the big screens will be there. And we'll think that I was a big sheikh, I was just that. But everybody will see our profile. So Hazrat says that Allah put that fear in my heart all the time. And we see, forget the friends of Allah, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And Allah has taught us the dua in the Quran Kareem. Rabbana innana amanna faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. That beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and then Rabbana wa atina ma wa'atana ala rusulik wa la tuhzina yawm al-qiyamah. That what the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us, that when a person makes tawbah, you become the friend of Allah. You'll get this connection with Allah. Now Allah, once you gave me this connection, please don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah teaches us this one muraqabah you should make in the morning. That, oh Allah, you sattaru zunub, and you have covered my faults whole night. Nobody knows, not even my wife knows what I was thinking. Why? You are ghaffaru zunub. Because you want to forgive me. So Allah, please don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. But that person must have that fear. And what is the sign of that fear? Sab gunao se meri hifazat rahe. That, oh Allah, now protect me from all type of sins. Whether it's external sins or internal sins. The sins of the heart which I myself don't regard as sins. That just thoughts come in a person's mind and then you play with their thoughts. Or you think you're very pious, etc. All these, pride, hatred, love of this world, etc. All these sins, oh Allah, please protect me. And when a person comes with a sincere intention, and a person has talab, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat falls on that person. And then Hazrat says that now what is the sign that now Allah has protected you and is protecting you from sin? That sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe, bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. That, oh Allah, now I have hatred from the whole world. And what is hatred from dunya? All those things that make us unmindful of Allah. Even those things that might be permissible, but it takes us to unmindfulness, even that we stay away. Then what can be said of those things that will put us into the disobedience of Allah? Oh Allah, not that I just stay away, I have hatred for it. As Allah Ta'ala teaches us, and Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that the system in Islam is don't go near towards where you will get the fall in the disobedience of Allah. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't even go, that is control your gazes where it starts from. Then your heart will be at ease. But the way of shaitan and their deceptive diplomacy, that is, light a fire and try to protect yourself from the fire. That have mixed gatherings, it doesn't matter. But you must protect yourself. And all the stupid things of safe sex, etc., they can never be safe sex. Only what is halal and what is permissible. So Hazrat says that, oh Allah, how will I get this when I get only the enjoyment of your name? Just to take the name of Allah and learn how to make zikr from the friends of Allah and enjoy, as Hazrat Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, that Allah, Allah, eche shirin astanam. That, oh Allah, when I take your name and you give me the opportunity of making your zikr, your name is so enjoyable. What are all the delicious drinks of this world? It cannot be compared. But my taste buds, spiritual taste buds are totally out of order. And this is what we have to come here for this operation. That, oh Allah, correct my taste buds through the barakat of the majlis of my shaykh. And let me get an inclination or just a brilliant of an iota of what is the enjoyment of your name. Then forget music and wasting time in chatting and talking about anybody. You'll just get enjoyment in reading tasbih, in reading durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Further, Hazrat explains now what will be the condition of that heart. that is getting the enjoyment of the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. Again now Hazrat is worried that, oh Allah, in my heart, that let there be only the pain of your love all the time. That world should come in my heart, and I should live in a different world. I'm not worried what people are worried about politics, worried about sports, worried about talking about all the different waves, etc. I'm not worried of those things. Those are all false and all deceptions of shaitan. And a person comes to know clearly, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This whole world is just a box of deception. And only your love is that true. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. The promise of Allah is not 100%, not 1,000,000%. The promise of Allah is all the time. Every split moment it is true. So Allah grant me that let my heart be filled with your love. And mera dunya ulfat salamat rahe. And now this world of that I am in the enjoyment of your love, let it be salamat all the time. Ask that groom who gets his wife on the first night, and he is in a different world. More enjoyable than that world also is the connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, as Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. That, oh Allah, when we just take your name, we go in a trance, intoxication. Or wada aani ki akhiri raat mein, subah hi se intizar e sham mein. That now I realize to really meet you, oh Allah, is the special moments of the night. That the time of tahajjud, whole day I'm waiting. When is that time going to come? So Allah, let that world of mine, of your love, let it always be intact. Don't let it be tainted in the least, but... And how will it be tainted? Hazrat teaches us here that when a person treads the path, then Allah Ta'ala's special mercy, then aashiko mein mera naam lik jayega, apne amal par gar nadamat rahe. When a person desires, I also want to be among the aashikeen, the true lovers of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But Hazrat teaches us only our names will only be written among the lovers of Allah Rabbul Izzat if all the time a person has regret over his past life, over his sinful life, and the friends of Allah forget their sinful life. Every minute they making progress in the marifat of Allah. So to them, their ibadat, their regard was not of that high quality. So to them, that is for us, for myself, in the disobedience of Allah, a person can only become a ashik, a true lover of Allah, as shaitan didn't have this ishq. So his ibadat brought pride into him. And his knowledge also brought pride into him. All this. So when a person has all the time nadamat and worry, in other words, all the time tawbah, all the time a person has this concern and worry that my end result, my khatima, my end result must be husn-e khatima, must be the best of end results that Allah is pleased with me. So Hazrat says, all the time a person will be making this dua, making on the one hand, you making your zikr, you coming to the majalis, together with that we have to have istighfar all the time. And as Hazrat is teaching us, together with that, du'as are very important for ourselves, for everybody here, and du'as, as we learned previously, requesting du'as from our shaykh and our mashayikh. And then Hazrat teaches us, when a person realizes this, then teri marzi par har aazu ho fida, aur dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe. Now a person goes to a higher stage and is worried, what is wanu min Allahi akbar. That, oh Allah, your pleasure is the most important for me. All my hopes and my desires and my pleasures I'll sacrifice. I'll crush it for your pleasure. Whatever pleases you, oh Allah, even those gatherings that might seem permissible, but you are not happy in that a person that is want to be connected to me should be in that gathering. I'll stay away from there. Or I won't even have regret that why didn't I go for that occasion? Why didn't I go for that walima and for that function, etc.? I know Allah won't be happy that somehow there'll be some mixed gathering or some intermingling, so I stay away from there. Then all other things that will make us even further fall into the disobedience of Allah, I stay away. I crush all my desires for your pleasure, O Allah. And I don't even have the least regret for that. And then finally, Hazrat mentioned that mere bas dil mein dard-e-muhabbat rahe, mera dunya-e-ulfat salamat rahe. Hazrat is teaching us that what fikr Allah, what fikr a person should have. Why Allah gave us this life? This life is becomes valuable when you work to get the love of Allah. When you got that love of Allah, Rabbul Izzat, and that person who gets an iota of the love of Allah, now he is worried that all the time it must stay in my heart. So Hazrat says that, O Allah, all that I want from you, I don't want anything else of this world, no honor, no status also, no name, no recognition, forget the outward things of dunya, whatever Allah gives us, but that is not our object and purpose of life. My object is that in my heart all the time, dard-e-muhabbat rahe, that, O Allah, that pain of your love should be all deeper all the time. It must make a deep scar in my heart, that all the time I feel that pain of your love, and keep my world of your love all the time salamat. So Allah give us the proper understanding of this, and Allah grant us an iota of this reality to the barakat of our majlis of worship.